Today's Country 95.5. Joining us in the studio today is Jade Eagleson. He's got a brand new single out called Got Your Name on It. Now, Jade, you're from all the way out in Ontario. What part of Ontario are you from?
I'm from Millbrook, Ontario. Okay. It's a little rural town, and I've got a farm outside of it. So it's a pretty nice town, and growing up there really reminds me of this area, to be honest.
So where is it kind of close to?
If anywhere to ask, there's like, I guess Toronto is 2 hours away from Toronto. Okay. If you go northbound.
Okay, that's not too bad then. So what kind of got your interest in country music? Was it growing up on the farm?
Yeah, that definitely put a huge factor. My grandfather, you know, you listen to all the old records like Lefty Frizzell and then Hank Snow and all those guys. So I grew up listening to that, and then I just kind of took a love to it.
Oh, okay. So lots of that classic country sound is your big influence.
Oh, big time. If I were to listen to anything, it'd definitely be the older stuff. The newest I listen to is Shania Twain.
Oh, okay. So nothing newer than that.
Well, totally. Like, I like the Brothers Osborne and like stuff like that. I love Midland, those kind of bands. And I love all the Canadian talent that we have here. Yeah. So I'm always like checking out the new stuff that they release, and I'm a big fan of the Canadian country music scene right now.
Without a doubt. Who is your favorite of the Canadian country artists out there right now?
That's a really tricky one. I mean, I love like Dallas Smith and all the stuff he's doing, High Valley. Just really, like, I love all of them, like Chad Brownlee too. So
let's talk about the new single. What's it called?
Got Your Name on It.
And where did the inspiration for that one kind of come from?
Well, I was down in Nashville and writing with the same kind of guys that have written with like a lot of other people. So it's like Todd Clark, Travis Wood, and Gavin Slate, and they're on like numerous projects like The Wreck Laws, James Barker Band. I know they've written with Tim Hicks.
Okay.
And I wrote with them, and like we just kind of wanted to write a song that kind of strayed away from saying like hop up on the tailgate and you know, be the tan like Juliet type of deal, you know, like the One More Girl, I guess it was, released that song. And we're like, let's write something that talks to the girl or whoever, you know, and says, you know, this has got your name on it. Like, it's, this is yours. Everything that I've got is yours. And we wanted to kind of relay that message and say that there's more to love than, you know, just items.
Yeah, for sure. So you're out on the road right now. What's the plan for the rest of the summer for you?
So the summer, we're going to kind of end it off pretty much at Boots and Hearts. So like I guess right after this tour, we go back and have a day to rehearse, and then we open up for High Valley.
Oh,
which
wow.
I'm really stoked for, because they're like, not stoked for the whole, you know, you get up there and then these two chiseled guys like walk up on stage and make you look like you need to go to the gym a lot more. But we're really excited just to like play that show and then hear them. And then we're back at Boots and Hearts and doing just a quick set there on the Thursday night kickoff party. So
okay.
It's going to be exciting.
Who's all at Boots and Hearts this year?
I know Alan Jackson is. Ooh. I think Midland's coming back. James Barker Band. Quite a few of them. I always like, I got it down, and then I always forget. I have a very short memory.
Right. Sounds like a pretty good lineup, though. I mean, you can't go wrong if you're getting Alan Jackson to show up.
Oh, he's great.
One of the best out there, I would say.
Absolutely, yeah.
So with your music, if people want to listen to it more, they want to find more of your music, how can they do that?
iTunes, Spotify. We just released a video to YouTube, actually, so that was done by a guy that went to the same high school as me, Small World. But
okay.
We just released that not too long ago. And I think if you just go into my website, it's jadeeagleson.com. There's stuff on there, and there's information on what you need to do to get on there. And there's Google Play as well. I forgot to put them in there. But yeah,
perfect.
It's on all those platforms.
Do you have any new stuff in the works?
Absolutely. We've got it kind of ready to go, and we're just kind of waiting for this one to get out and do its thing and see how well it does. And we'll be hopefully coming back and visiting you guys again with the next song.
Oh, hopefully right away here. Can't wait to hear it. What's it called?
I can't say that right now. I wish I could. I almost did. You almost got me.
Almost got you. That's what I try to do, be a little bit sneaky. But thank you again for taking the time to join us, Jade. It's been an absolute pleasure today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
You're very
it.
Welcome.